All right, so we're turning to the Gemara now, Beitza Chavav Amabez. And the Gemara is going to take up the case of Muksan Chasi Shabbos. And we're doing this. The objective here, overall, is going to be slow to work our way back to Rosh Shimon's position. Okay? But this is, it's going to seem like it's a side pursuit, but it's not. It's going to take us time to get there. But you got to forget about Rosh Shimon for now and just focus on this because this is a very unique case. Okay? So, Chavav Amabez, right in the middle. So the Gemara is a funny question, right? Is there muksa on Chatzis Shabbos or not? Now again, what is, we got to be very clear about what this means, okay? Which I'm sure you guys understood when you were preparing. What do we mean? Is there muksa on Chatzis Shabbos? Not
summer evening,
texting.
Right? No, not that.
And what, winter muksa Shabbos.
Well, for
but well, okay, but 1 second, we got to be careful.
From the
this, no, no, no. No, from the beginning Shabbos is going to be muksa. Okay, we're not talking about a case where it started off as muksa when Shabbos started and then lost the status of muksa. But we're also not starting. Yeah, of course it is. According to Rav Shimon, the nair was muksa when Shabbos started, and when the candle goes out, you can move it, right? But 1 second. But there's the other side also. But no. 1 second. Like, well, before, but, the, but there's another.
What just happened?
Nothing. But there's another side to it also, though. What's the other problem? You have to also keep this in mind. Everyone also agrees that, let's assume a candle did get lit on Shabbos. No one would ever say that's not muksa. You understand? No one would ever say that something can't become muksa on Shabbos. Yeah, it lit spontaneously on Shabbos. That candle is now muksa. That's not up for debate. So when they say muksa chatzi Shabbos, it doesn't mean can something be muksa for only half a Shabbos, because we know that something, of course, can be muksa for chatzi Shabbos.
Where is the
what?
Where is the point of contention?
Well, that's what the Gemara is going to talk about in a second. Okay, so understanding there is an idea that something could be muksa for a few hours on Shabbos, that's not the problem. What does the Gemara say?
Wait,
no, okay, Rashi. Start from Yeshu Muksa L'Chatzis Shabbos.
No, I said.
Yeah.
The Chetzio. So, in terms of half Shabbos, meaning that was it only Muksa for Chetzio? Half, okay? So now, will it retain, does it now retain its status? Right, okay, so now, meaning what? Utsmukin. Right. Umikatsa osan. Lekach. Okay, stop. So, when he says stam muksa, I told you guys yesterday, stam muksa meaning what? What does Rashi mean when he says Michli Stam Muksa?
The famous case of Muksa.
Right. But you have to say it in that tone. The famous case. I say it's better. The famous case of Muksa. The Stam case of Muksa is drying out your fruits. So what do you do? The famous case, right? Right. So Rashi says you take, let's say, grapes, you put them up on your roof, right? You got to listen to his lashon. Shemala osana almanas liyavshan, umekatsa osana kach. Meaning that. What's mikatsa osan? Please tell me you guys know what that means by now. Right, I'm setting aside for what purpose? To dry out, and then what's going to happen to them after they dry out? They become
edible.
Okay. When they're up there, right, ushimatchilin liyavesh, right, when they start drying out, what happens? Legamrei. Okay. They're not edible until they dry out completely. So therefore, Misafkala. So now, what do we do now? Now that the fruit is going to be what? It's going to be muksa for half of Shabbos. What do we do? All right. So again, what happens when Shabbos starts? Okay. What's the status of the vegetable of the fruits? Okay. Let's take a grape. So when it goes into Shabbos, it goes in as being huksal kach, right? But then at a certain point, because you said because as soon as you put it up on the roof. It's maskal yavish. It's inedible. Okay? But now what happens? It becomes a raisin.
So that's Friday night?
It's a raisin.
Yeah. Now if it's a raisin.
It's not drying on Friday
night. What?
It's not drying on Friday
night. When you put it up on the roof, the moment you put it up there, don't ask me what that moment is, but the moment you put it up there, now the sun beats on it, as soon as it happens, it is.
It's Friday night.
It's Friday afternoon. It's before sunset. Before sunset.
Oh, it's before Shabbos started.
Yeah, before Shabbos, yeah.
No longer
yeah.
juicy.
Right, so now, correct. It's immediately starting to lose its juiciness, okay? So when that happens, it's going to turn into raisins. Now the question is, it entered into Shabbos as being muksa, but now it's a raisin, right? So that's what you would think the case is. Keep going.
But no.
Alas.
Yeah, so the Gemara didn't say, no, back to Rashi. Ida achzi. What does that mean?
When the Malacha finishes,
Banish Mashos. Good.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's edible. Afilu. And we don't even have even Chatzis Shabbos, the Haksah Klal. There's no Muksa Chatzis Shabbos at all. Because if it's a case where it was a raisin when Shabbos started, right? So then, what are you worried about?
Nothing.
And okay, you don't even have to read the next Rashi. And if it started off as a grape, right, meaning it started drying, that's why it's in red, like Isaac said, right? Then what's it for Shabbos? Muksa. Yeah. So what's the case then? Right? Neither one of these is going to work. And the Gemara is assuming that this case for sure would still be muksa.
Yeah, it started off.
Right. So even if it turns a raisin, it would still be muksa.
Yeah, for A, when it turns
out. What? Because you have to deduce.
It has to be 4A when it turns.
Would it be Nolad anyway?
No. Nolad is the next. Nolad is the mutation from this case.
But what grape to raisin would be?
No, that's not Nolad. The egg is a Nolad case because it wasn't there. Yeah.
4A when it rains, then it turns edible and then back to
it. Oh, 1 second. So go back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, so what's the case? Now comes the move.
This is the maybe. This is the maybe marker.
That's a raisin.
In
some. No, but it's not going to work. No, because no, it's still going to be muksa.
No, but when you don't know. When
I'll, at the end point, I'll put that yeah, in the end point. All right, read the Gemara. So what does the Gemara say?
It's not grape. It's like midway between grape and
okay. So now that's our case, okay? If you like thought problems, this is a great one, okay? So you have to keep this in mind. Everyone agrees at this point that the grape, if it goes into Shabbos mid, if it goes into Shabbos muksa and it turns into the raisin, it's still muksa. Because this was muksa before Shabbos. When Shabbos started, it was muksa. So just because it becomes edible does not remove the status of being muksa.
But it didn't. Why?
Okay, 1 second. Yes.
Is it clarity? Is it supposed to be a grape or raisin in the beginning?
I mean,
the way here?
Yeah.
Raisin.
What?
No. We put that Friday morning. What? It's dry by the time
it dries. It started out mutter.
Dry.
Oh. And it was on your roof. What happened?
Right.
Let me read Rashi. Rashi says, he says, the achzu bin ashmashos, right? The adchu b'shavish and nafal laying b'shamim v'tafko v'hadar achzu.
If you have raisins and you throw in water, they become grapes.
Shesh is off son of shemesh.
No.
One second. Good. Okay. So one point we have to. Okay, we don't have to define this yet. We're going to be doing the first daf in Beitza, which takes us up extensively. But the question you have to deal with is, food is different than a kli. Food is different than a kli. Right? Food is a din in the chafs itself. Right? One second. But Avi. Mati. No. Ariel. Okay? The difference is by food is that food, the iser muksa, is in the chafsa. It's not like a nir. Okay, a nir, it's not in the chafsa. Right? Nir has multiple functions and you're just using it for one thing. But by food, the chafsa itself becomes usr. It's a din in the chafsa.
But not in the chafsa itself, there's a change in the chafsa. It's a large balance.
No, but that's the assumption is that once this becomes muksa, right? It's a good question if you can move it or not. That's a separate issue. But so far as eating, right? This thing now is considered to still be muksa.
So why is the object retained?
But think about it. This is the question you have to answer. The question is, the Gemara is troubled by this business about muksa b'chatzis Shabbos. We want to understand, is there such a thing? Meaning
okay,
what?
The question on five is the question.
The question is, when the thing starts off not huksa, right? It's not huksa when it starts off. It's perfectly mutter, becomes muksa, and then loses that muksa status. What do we now say?
There's
do we say that?
Three possibilities.
What?
There's only three possibilities.
There's two possibilities.
There's three.
What's a third? It's either muksa or it's not muksa. And the third possibility is jelly?
No, one is that it's permitted through all the steps, even if it becomes inedible because it retains the original status. The other is that once it loses the original status, which is a breach in the original nature, it becomes muksa for holding even or returns to the original status. The other is that it's incumbent upon the status it's currently in, meaning it becomes muksa and returns to its permitted state.
Okay, you're identifying it, but you're not defining it.
That's not true. I'm sorry, the three possibilities are there.
Wait, that's not true.
But
it's not three.
What's
your
fourth?
Your option that maybe even when it becomes...
Start approaching this. You have to understand, Yaakov, you were kind of hinting this before, but there's something different about the idea of something being muksa lishavis versus becoming muksa on Shabbos. That's going to be the key. Muksa was set up for when? Muksa was set up lishavis, right? It goes into Shabbos being muksa, not on Shabbos. So what you're going to have to understand is, what's the idea of something becoming muksa on Shabbos versus something becoming muksa as Shabbos starts? That's where this svara is going to lie in.
Because when it becomes muksa on Shabbos, it can become unmuksa.